I love video games. I enjoy saying that because half the room are looking at me going, ah, Jesus, you're 38. Right? Isn't that a bit stupid, right? You're not supposed to like video games. It's the largest entertainment industry in the world, and we're supposed to not enjoy it, right? This is
one of the weirdest. The comedian Dara O'Brien, performing live at the Apollo on BBC One, has turned his passion for video games into a routine. He's one of those worried that a successful British industry is being eroded because it's not seen as a cultural asset worth defending.
You cannot be bad at watching a movie. You cannot be bad at listening to an album. But you can be bad at playing a video game, and the video game will punish you and deny you access to the rest of the video game. No other art form does this. You've never read a book, and three chapters in, the book has gone, what are the major themes of the book so far?
Dara O'Brien was the host at Friday's BAFTAs, 18 awards in all, including the biggie for Best Game.
And the BAFTA goes to...
Oh, hell yeah, it's Portal 2.
The main sponsor of Friday night's award ceremony was Game, the high street retailer, itself in the middle of a life or death struggle for survival worthy of a video game scenario. I'm in Cambridge outside one of its stores. There are about 600 or so of them around the UK, and the company is trying to find enough money to keep them going. Cambridge itself is a city with strong associations with the video game industry. But is this an industry that has the sort of cultural value that would justify further government support? Question we've been putting to some of those who've been into the shop today to buy their games.
I think it is, because it connects people all around the world. You've got people playing online. So it connects a bigger group of the population than, say, theatre or books, which are more group specific.
I haven't seen any game that I would qualify as an art form. But then again, a lot of books I don't qualify as an art form as well.
If he was reading a book, I wouldn't disturb him, but if he was playing a computer game, I'd tell him to come and help with dinner or something. Yeah, pretty much.
Hi, my name's Mark Gerhard. I'm the CEO and CTO of Jagex Game Studios in Cambridge.
Now, here we are, as you say, in Cambridge, but we're also in a different place altogether as we sit here in front of this giant television screen.
Yes, that's right. We're in the world of Gilenor, the RuneScape universe. I'm currently up at Draenor Village, about to pickpocket a master farmer for some precious herbs.
Adventurer, thanks Saradomin you've come. I've called you here for a sensitive task.
What's distinctive about RuneScape?
Really, I think the two things we're very proud of is we're the largest browser-based game in the world, the biggest Western massive multiplayer online game.
And on a busy time of day or night around the world, how many players could be on this at the same time?
There'll always be a few hundred thousand players online simultaneously having fun. The total reach is some 195 million.
This is a successful business in a successful industry.
Yes.
What then is the case, do you think, for additional support from the taxpayer, from the Treasury?
I think the truth is, commercially, it's very hard. We're in the entertainment space, but it's more complex than making a film or something else. We just have to worry about the creative portion. We have to worry about a significant engineering portion. So it's almost more risk. And I think without things like R&D tax credits and various other things to take a bit of that cost down or a bit of that risk out, we're just proving fundamentally a really uncompetitive market. I get called at least once a week, be it the French consulate or the Canadians, who say, hey, why don't you move your operations here? We'll pay your entire team salary for 18 months. You know, if we're purely commercially minded, we're incredibly profitable just by moving. The UK is uncompetitive. And our smartest people, the people who I need to hire to make my next-gen games, have choice. So they can get on a plane, they can arrive tomorrow, and they can be making a ton of money in a tax-advantageous place. And, you know, I can't compete. The industry, be it Canada, be it France, is doing this every day.
And you're getting those calls?
Oh, I get the calls all the time. There's not a week that goes by where I don't have an email in my inbox from some ambassador who wants to do a dinner at the local embassy to talk about what our business should be moving to their country and how they can help us.
Mark Gahair, thank you very much. I'll let you get back to Gielin, all right?